News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And on that warning from the International Monetary Fund that we could be facing global recession, we're joined by Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency. Now, Dan, when the IMF do these kind of warnings, they do usually a stress case, a middle ground case and a positive case. Is this the absolute worst case scenario, or do you think it is likely that we are going to face into recession?
I think it's unlikely. The IMF, as you say, have three different scenarios. In its most extreme scenario, where energy prices go a lot higher and stay a lot higher for longer, they say there is a risk. They don't say there will be a recession. They say there's a risk of a recession. And that's in the worst case scenario. In its main scenario, let's focus on what they said about Ireland. In its main scenario, in other words, the one they think is most likely, they think inflation in Ireland this year will rise to 3.1%. Now, that's higher than we'd like. It's higher than they thought before the war. But it's nothing like what we had in 2021, 22, when inflation got up as high as 10%. And one of the reasons for that is that, as the minister just said, of course, energy is massively important for our economies. But this is not like the 1970s, when our economy was much more based on high energy intensive industries like agriculture. Now, our economy is much less energy intensive. Therefore, energy prices, when they move, of course, they cause difficulty. We all know that. But they don't cause recessions in the way that they used to 50 years ago.
Now, Dan, can you explain then the delta that there seems to be within the economy in how people are experiencing what on paper seems to be a relative economic success? Because on the one hand, we have, what, 3% predicted economic growth and we have significant surpluses. And on the other hand, we have Michael Healy-Rae saying that he resigned his seat because there were people crying in the streets because they couldn't afford their living and they were begging, and these were working people. How do we end up there?
Yeah, like this, Anton, is the big question of the day. You know, our energy prices since the conflict in the Middle East started have moved pretty much as energy prices across the rest of Europe. We're not an outlier. We're not different. But the rest of Europe hasn't had this big uptick in a protest. Why that is, I think there's a sort of national conversation to be had around why there is so much anger out there. Certainly, as you say, many people feel the pinch. I suspect this is a kind of straw that broke the camel's back. There's a number of things going on, very high personal tax rates over a long period of time, a sense that money is there in government coffers, but it's being wasted. Now, that's a sense that people have. I think there's some truth in it. Clearly, we see things like the National Children's Hospital, but it's not all being wasted. But there is certainly a sense out there that people are not feeling as they should feel with a strong economy.
Dan O'Brien, thank you. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency. We'll be back after this break.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.